love that last. You love winter driving. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. I'm John Grimmeyer on Westchester and the Hudson Valley's Music and Information Station, 100.7 WHUD.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today on 100.7 WHUD, two gents who individually are powerhouses, and together, well, let's find out. With us, Gary Lucas and Jan Close. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Great to be on your program.
Is it really?
It is.
Nice of you to say that. First
Indeed.
Of all, let's see if you qualify, Hudson Valley residents. Jan, I'm sensing a German accent, but nevertheless, where do you live now?
Well, I live in New York. I live in the Bronx by the, near the Botanical Gardens, so I'm not that far from you. I'm closer to the Hudson Valley than Gary is. Ha ha.
No qualification necessary.
that's right. But yeah, I was born in Germany, but raised in Africa, in Kenya, South Africa, and in the U.S.
And you find yourself in the Bronx. Well, you know, of all the exotic places you've been, is not the Bronx the most exotic?
Yeah. Well, it's certainly the most mixed environment I have. Ever lived in, and since I've lived in all these different places, it feels very good to me.
Now, Jan, you've won multiple independent music awards, you've toured the world, you've done musicals, your interests are boundless. Gary, well, I've seen you perform live, you're one of my faves. Classic Rock magazine called Gary Lucas one of the 100 greatest living, they qualify it, guitarists. So stay alive, Gary.
Yes, Alex. Yeah, man, I'm staying warm.
Rolling Stone says Gary's one of the best and most original guitarists in America, a modern guitar miracle. You've done so many different things. Do you got to stay nimble in today's music climate?
I just am kind of a bored person. I mean, I get bored very easily, so I love to mix it up and do multiple projects. This one, though, I would say is definitely the most, dare I use the word commercial? The most, appealing from a mainstream kind of point of view, I'd say.
Is that why, yeah. Jan, you became involved in the project, because of the commerciality?
Yes, I wanted to be an enormous hit. That's why. That's exactly why. Gary and I met at a Jeff Buckley tribute that he curated at the Knitting Factory in Brooklyn, and we started this about 3-4 years ago, and we started writing together and had so much fun doing it that we kept growing and morphing. And then we brought in Dan Beck, who as a lyricist was able to contribute a lot to the record as well.
Gary Lucas and Jan Close are here at 100.7 WHUD in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Gary, what does Jan bring that you lack to the project?
I think, as good a vocalist as I am, I know my limitations. Jan is pretty much can sing the phone book, and it's going to sound beautiful. I mean, he's got one of those voices.
Yeah.
And if you know my history, I worked with some of the greatest singers out there.
Yeah, you did. Jeff Buckley, Joan Osborne, the McGarrigle sisters.
And he's right up there.
I was going to say.
I mean, as a vocalist, he's a powerhouse. Super nice guy, too. To me, it's a very attractive combination.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Jan, it's your turn. Jan, what does Gary bring that you lack?
For me, it was Gary's ability to just come up with riffs and tunes. And every time we would get together, we would walk away with another tune. And all of a sudden, we had this batch of tunes, and it was, you know, I'm a guitarist as well, but I mean, listening to Gary play on Stereo Opticon on this record that we made together, it's really, really enjoyable for me. Like, I can sit there and listen to those licks and go, how the hell did he do that with his fingers?
You know, we're going to hear one of those tunes, Fair Weather, in just a moment from Stereo Opticon. You guys were involved with reconstruction of Superstorm Sandy in Long Island. How did that begin?
You know, we both of us lived through that terrible event. And Dan Beck, our lyricist, he suggested we got to commemorate this song in some way. And that's where Mary Magdalene...
The song Mary Magdalene,
But I know Jan worked, you know, single-handedly over there with a lot of people who volunteered.
And you can donate to the Island Park Volunteer Fire Department at 2nd Battalion, that is 2ndbattalion.org/departments-island-park. Are you guys playing live soon together?
The one that's already booked is the Stephen Talk House out on Long Island in the Hamptons on April 30th, Saturday, April 30th. And then we have the CDO Summit, which is a big digital conference in New York City on the 27th of April. But yeah, if people keep an eye on lucasclose.com, it's probably the easiest way to stay in touch.
Tell me a little bit about the song Fair Weather. How did this happen?
I just started playing this riff. It just sort of came together like under my fingers. and it sounded really smooth and cool, and it was a beautiful summer's day. We were gazing out the window, and so Jan started to chime in with his voice. It was one of the simplest, most easy compositions ever that we pulled out.
If only real life were like that, right?
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes there's more struggles involved, but that one was wow.
It's smooth and cool. We're going to hear it in just a moment. Gary Lucas, Jan Close in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Gentlemen, great luck to you. Thanks for joining us. The album is Stereo Opticon. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The wind blew lightly, the sun was high, words rolling off of my tongue. Laying down my worries with a sigh, remembering you and I. Could I from the start, so I'll